The Bible verse this morning is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 through 31, and I'm reading from the Common English Bible. This is a favorite verse, especially the last verse that I'm reading. Why do you say Jacob and declare Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord my God, ignores my predicament? Don't you know? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He doesn't grow tired or weary. His understanding is beyond human reach, giving power to the tired and reviving the exhausted. Youth will become tired and weary. Young men will certainly stumble. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will fly up on wings like eagles. They will run and not be tired. They will walk and not be weary.
How many of you remember the country music group Sawyer Brown? Okay. The lead singer, Mark Miller of Sawyer Brown, him and several of the members of the band had an awakening a few years back. And they pretty much have left country music. And they went into Christian music. Now, Mark Miller produces a little band you might know something about by the name of Casting Crowns. And he's devoted his life to sharing a Christian message with a little bit of a country flair to it. This morning, we have a video I want to show to you. Is from one of their recent Christian albums. And it's a song that really speaks with this text. The lyrics won't be on the screen, but just watch the video and just listen. And I want you to try to place yourself in one of the scenarios that you see in this song. The song is titled, They Don't Understand. Go ahead, Dean.
On a city bus, kids are yelling, kicking up a fuss. Everybody's staring out, knowing what she's going through. Somebody said, don't you even care? Do you let them do that everywhere? She slowly turned around, looked up and stared. She said, please forgive them, but they've been up all night. Their father struggled, but he finally lost his fight. He went to heaven in the middle of the night. So please forgive my children.
They don't understand.
Everybody's busy with their own situation. Everybody's lost in their own little world. Bottled up, hurried up, trying to make a dream come true.
They don't understand.
Everybody's living like there ain't no tomorrow. Maybe we should stop and take a little time. Cause you never really know what your neighbor's going through.
They don't understand.
A man driving on the interstate, slowing down traffic, making everybody wait. And everybody's staring out, knowing what he's going through. Somebody honked from the passing lane, yelled out the window, I ain't got all day. The old man looked around and he caught his eye. He said, please forgive me, you know it's been a long life. My wife has passed away and my kids don't have the time. I've been left all alone and it's getting hard to drive. So please forgive me, children.
They don't understand.
Everybody's busy with their own situation. Everybody's lost in their own little world. Bottled up, hurried up, trying to make a dream come true.
They don't understand.
Everybody's living like there ain't no tomorrow. Maybe we should stop and take a little time. Cause
'cause you never really know what your neighbor's going through. They don't understand. A man hanging on a wooden cross, giving everything to save the lost. Everybody staring, not knowing what is going through. Somebody said you don't have a prayer. If you're a king, come on down from there. The man just turned his head, looked up instead. He said, please forgive them, for they have not seen the light. They'll come to know me when I come back to life. Go to heaven to make everything alright. So please forgive your children.
They don't understand.
Everybody's busy with their own situation. Everybody's lost in their own little world. Bottled up, hurried up, trying to make a dream come true.
They don't understand.
Everybody's living like there ain't no tomorrow. Maybe we should stop and take a little time. 'Cause you never really know what your neighbor's going through.
They don't understand.
A mother riding on a city bus, and kids are yelling, kicking up a fuss. Everybody staring, not knowing what she's going through.
Is there anyone here this morning that thinks people just don't understand what you're going through? Are you tired? Perhaps you are weary. Could you be stressed? Are medical issues getting you down? Maybe you are the businessman and you're fighting every day to keep your business functioning. Maybe you're a young mother raising a family who is constantly running after this and that, and people can't understand why you're tired. Could you be an older person who feels like your family just doesn't have time for you? I have talked to and I experienced myself that no matter how calm or trouble-free any of us live, it's what's below the surface that's running as hard as it possibly can. I used an analogy a few months back of a man who was drowning and the lifeguard saying, he's not ready to be saved yet. He's just not ready. Inside each one of us is this emotion. It's churning and it's wearing us down. Have you ever laid down at night and put your head on a pillow and after your prayers you really thought, now I can go to sleep, but something in your mind clicks on and you're thinking about, I've got to do this tomorrow. I got to do that tomorrow. I got to see this person. I got to see that person. They don't understand what I got to do, this and that. And we never take time to just slow down. We stay in that constant run and we get tired and we get weary. And when we get tired and we get weary, we become very irritable. Have you ever watched a juggler? Have you ever watched one? You know, no matter if they're juggling balls or bowling pins or running chainsaws, there's one thing that a juggler always is doing, right? He's staying 100% in rhythm. At all times. If not, things tend to happen, don't they? They tend to fall short. Things start to happen. You know, and if you're out there juggling chainsaws, well, you might wind up missing a limb or two every now and again. Has anyone in this room today, and this is just a question I'm proposing out there to you, has anyone in here today notice that this entire world that we live in seems like it's living on edge anymore? Have you noticed that? You come up behind a car in the road, and I'm guilty of it. I'm cruising along just doing 55 or 60 the other day driving up to the cities, and I came up behind a car that was doing 55 or 60. And the entire time I'm sitting there behind him, oh, good Lord, get out of the way! Just totally wrapped up in wanting to get him out of the way. Or if I'm the guy that's just putting along because I have nowhere to really go, have you ever had somebody come flying up behind you and you think, oh my Lord, they're going to drive over the top of me? Are they trying, and I've used this sentence, are you trying to drive my car too? And they whip out around me and they take off flying down the road. They don't understand that I might have just not really been paying a whole lot of attention to what was going on. Have you ever noticed that when you walk into a department store and you take your items out of your basket and you set them up there on the belt, the person in front of you, maybe they have coupons, maybe they have a debit card that is not reading correctly, or this and that. They're just trying to conduct their business, and you go, "Oh, Lord!" Then you start grabbing your items off the belt, and you're slamming them back in your cart, and you're mad as you move to the next spot. You don't understand. Them people are wanting to be done, too. They're not wanting to stand there. But we get so worked up about that. I was watching the news recently, and I was waiting for something positive to come on. And the longer I sat there, the more I heard about children with this virus that are suffering. And then this morning, I wanted to cry this morning when I heard a 4-year-old died from that dreaded virus. And I watch as this man is in Dallas, and he's fighting for his life, and the people are providing care for him. They're doing everything they can, but they just don't understand why he's got to suffer like this. Or we see the images of the children in the world that are starving and are hungry. No matter where it's at, we see them, and our heart breaks out for them. And we just wonder, what's going on? And we don't understand it completely. We don't understand why that is happening. And I come back to this. Isaiah is reminding us this. That no matter your physical strength, your emotional strength, or your spiritual strength, you will have times of being tired. The Apostle Paul reminds us in these words in Philippians 3:13, I have learned the secret of being content in every situation. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Again, in Philemon 1:7-20, he says this, your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Paul displayed that the need to be refreshed and renewed. Each one of these scenarios that we're all living in, we need to be refreshed. We need to be renewed. We need to be separated from where we're at because we're just focusing on how tired we are, how beat down we are, how weary we are becoming because we just keep going through it. And Paul tells us that we need to be refreshed, be renewed. So I sat down and I started thinking about this. Have you noticed in 20 years that we've been saturated with self-help books? Everybody who thinks they're somebody has wrote a book. Now, here's a couple of titles I want to share with you. And I want to see if you can notice an ongoing trend. Addiction Recovery for Dummies. Anger Management for Dummies. Anxiety and Depression for Dummies. Becoming More Mindful in a Day for Dummies. Boost Your Confidence in a Day for Dummies. Build a Better Life, this is a box set, for Dummies. Now, so we don't get sued by the publisher of this, I'm going to tell you, I've never read any of these books. I don't intend on reading any of these books. And I really don't appreciate anyone referring to all of us being a bunch of dummies. Each one of those things that was listed is something that someone is battling every day of their life. And because they're battling, it doesn't make them a dummy. It makes them a person. A person who's experiencing things in their life. As we watch the video today, I ask you to place yourself in the scenario in any one of the clips that was up there. Did any of you see where you might be wrapped up in that? And people just don't understand what you've got going on. On the outside, we all look extremely happy. On the inside, most of us are dying from the burdens of the world. We put on a happy face, we smile, we go on, but on the inside, we're dying. And at times we slip and we say things we shouldn't say. We lash out when we shouldn't lash out. We forget things that we shouldn't forget. But we're really all just tired. We're weary. We never unplug from the day. We allow it to keep driving us and driving us further. I want to ask you one simple question. The Apostle Paul said that he had an affliction. We read that throughout scriptures. Paul had an affliction. And he cries out about the thorn in his side and everything. And God says this to him. Is my grace not enough for you, Paul? Is my grace not enough for you, Kathy? Is my grace not enough for you, Seth? Is my grace not enough for you, Mark? Put yourself in that scenario and ask yourself, are you ready to receive that grace? Or are you just too tired and weary to pay attention? As I sat around this week, leg propped up in the air, taking a fistful of medicines, dealing with stresses of the day, stresses of the church, stresses of the family life, I realized what I needed to do was unplug. If my cell phone beeped, and then it beeped again, then it beeped again, and I realized it's a message from Kathy, because Kathy can text message it quicker than anybody I've ever seen in my life. I read it. And if it wasn't an emergency, I set it back down. If my email beeped at me and said, bing, I read it. And if it wasn't an emergency, I set it aside. If I received a phone call from someone, my first words out of my mouth was, is this an emergency? No. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye. And I took this past week to sit there not feeling sorry for myself, but feeling renewed. An opportunity to sit down and pick up God's word and read it. Watch a song from 8 years ago that spoke volumes to me then, speaks volumes to me now. I went home. I went home to be with God. I'm not tired anymore. I'm not weary. Last Tuesday, I went to the doctor. My blood pressure was 195 over 101, 104. 195 over 104. I took it this morning and it's down to 120 over 81. That's before I took any medicine. Get back in touch with God. Today on World Communion Sunday, which is kind of neat, is everyone who is a Christian anywhere is getting to experience coming to the Lord's table. Coming to the Lord's table means a lot of things to each one of us. It means different things. At times we can be in a hurry to get out of here and just rush through it. Other times we want to sit there and we really want to think about what communion is speaking to me. What is God saying to me? Last night I received a message from Kathy. Her her blood pressure was up because she was concerned that we didn't have the official Hawaiian bread of the United Methodist Church for communion. I said, Kathy, whatever you can find, it's good. And she got something that was really cool. This loaf of bread has an interesting name, folks. It's called shepherd's bread. Shepherd's bread. If you don't think God wasn't working in that scenario, then you need to wake up. Because God's saying today, I'm the shepherd. I'm coming to you to give you my meal. I'm coming to renew your tired and weary bodies. If you would, please join me in Holy Communion. Heavenly Father, as we leave this house today, Lord, we thank you for the Briggs family as they celebrate their 40 years together, Lord, and 40 years of coming into this house and experiencing all the love and glory that you supply. Lord, as we also leave this house, allow our tired and weary bodies to be renewed, to be refreshed, so that we can experience the glories of life and not the agonies and pains of defeat. In your Son's holy and precious name I pray. Amen.